This is Full Moon Readings right here on the Magic Morning Show. I am here with North Conway's own psychic medium, Sarah Moore. This is all presented by North Conway Premier. Generators are a great thing to pick up from Premier.
You know what? They're a great thing to pick up now.
Yeah,
before
exactly.
You need it.
Exactly. Yeah, before the storms come. We know that, you know, it's getting a little chilly in the air. Fall is here. So we want to make sure that we're prepared for all of that. And generators are a great thing that you can pick up with Premier. Learn more about them, northconwaypremier.com. Or again, if you stop by their showroom, great guys to talk to,
and
girls over there. Very, very, they're experts in their field, and they will hook
really
you up.
Really knowledgeable about everything in that store, which is amazing because it's huge.
It is. It's pretty big. And then, of course, it's not just that, but it's they work with different budgets and they work with everybody that needs to get those things
from them. And you know what I love, when I go in there, I'm like, you guys really you sell stuff that's been used? I couldn't tell.
No.
And it's the majority of it is new.
Right.
So it's beautiful in there.
Yeah.
And they support so much in the Valley.
Of course.
I am all for giving back to the people who give back to the Valley.
Yeah, they're actually going to be they're a sponsor of the Mount Washington Valley Support Recovery Take a Walk in Our Shoes. That's happening over the weekend. They just were helped out with the Revolving Closet, North Country Cares when they did the back to school drive. Always giving back to the community.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing, they've only been here for 2 years.
Yeah, go support them.
It's incredible.
Or just go say thank you. If you got one of the backpacks, go say thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we have Mary from Madison texting in. We got a few more coming in.
Okay.
She says that there's papers that she found that were her grandmother's, wondering if her grandmother wanted her to find those papers. Are they important?
They're not important. I feel like she wanted you to find them, but it's more so you can remove the clutter in your life because I'm hearing the Dixie Chicks song, Wide Open Spaces. I think it's them who sing it. You need space. You can't be constrained. You're somebody that would go out in a field versus go up on a mountain and be on a small little narrow trail. So you can get rid of it. I don't think you need to keep them.
Okay, that one goes up to Mary from Madison. You can get rid of the papers.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, excellent. We have Amanda from Chatham texting in, wondering if anybody's been watching over her.
Ah, yes. You have fairy energy all around you. So I used to think that people who spoke like this are crazy, and I could very well be.
But the fairies and all
the
that?
The fairy energy. Yeah. Oh, my God. And, you know, back in the 80s, they had pictures of babies in, like, big fake flower petals, and it was a big thing. I think they sold them at Hallmark stores or something like that. I'm seeing little energies all around you. The playfulness, but the peacefulness. Right now, I see all these fairies, but they're sleeping. I've never really seen that image before, but that to me means you're in a place of peace, and you need that restorative time that you're starting to take for yourself.
Okay. This one goes out to, this was from Ken from Berlin, texting in, been battling with depression for many years now. Just want to know if his depression is ever going to win.
You know what? You have a lot of past life stuff going on right now. No, the depression is not going to win, but it's something that you need to let go of. You've had a life where you had to make the hard decisions. I could see you once as a steamship captain where you had to decide we're going through the icebergs or not. You weren't on the Titanic, but I see like, okay, we have to go through this path or not. Are we going to get attacked or not? Or are we going to sink or not? And you took the road with the least risk, but people died and you blamed yourself for that. And you died too. So in that lifetime, you didn't get out of there alive either. And then I see another lifetime where you're sort of a wandering soul walking alone. And this goes way back to like BC times. And this is a deep-seated thing that goes beyond this lifetime. If you can figure out, because you have a blank slate right now, what do you want to learn about? And if you want to learn about joy and what does joy look like, then find something that brings you joy and kind of examine how you feel when you're experiencing it. And not to minimize depression at all, and definitely, you know, talk to a doctor and be safe. And if you don't feel safe, you need to call 911 and do something about that. But the root of this feeling goes beyond this lifetime.
Okay. That one goes out to Ken from Berlin. We have Steve from Madison texting in. His dad passed away 10 years ago, wondering if there's anything he wants him to know.
Yeah, your dad just high-fived you. He's like, yeah, I'm not there. Good luck to you, kid. I feel like your dad is so happy to be watching you, and you were the kid that said, I can do that. Why would you do it that way, Dad? Dad, why'd you park the car like that, Dad? I can do a 3-point turn, Dad. Like, you were always really good at what you did, and you kind of looked at your dad like, yeah, you know what? Life isn't that hard. I don't know why you're that... over my shoulder, not overbearing, but Dad, stop watching. And your dad's looking at you now like, so, yeah, okay, raising kids is easy. How about going to work, paying the bills, going to the grocery store? How about, you need a doctor's appointment in the middle of the day? Your dad is laughing so hard at you. Reality Bites is what I just heard. And he's doing it like B-Y-T-E-S in case B-I-T-E-S is a swear.
Fair enough. That one goes up to Steve from Madison. Yes, Dad is watching.
Dad is having a grand old time in heaven.
Mary from North Conway is texting in. She says, I met the love of my life. I think our dads, who have both passed away, helped us get together.
Yep, absolutely. Wow. I see you both tied. You know, on the weight loss commercials, you see the measuring tape around one waist. I see a huge... like, I can't think of the word. Like, oh, it's almost like climbing rope around your bellies. Yeah.
And they pulled them together.
They pulled you right together. You are meant to be. It's magnetic.
Okay, wow. That was great. Great news from Mary from North Conway. Brooke from Tamworth.
Ooh, can I say one more thing
Absolutely.
On that?
Absolutely.
You have to remember, if you turn magnets the opposite way, they repel. So make sure you're always facing the same direction.
Okay, that's a good little word of advice there. Brooke from Tamworth wondering if her grandfather is sending her any messages.
Oh, he's sending you yellow flowers. It's not. I have somebody else other than your grandfather. I'm seeing a younger woman. It looks like somebody who passed away before they... like, quote unquote, before their time. Mike's husband had an aunt that passed away when she was young, and I'm seeing somebody like that. So, yes, your grandfather's there. This other woman makes my throat tickly. I think she had cancer or something else was going on, and it feels systemic. This aunt person is distracting me away from your grandfather, who's like waving in the background. He's like, yeah, let her talk.
Yeah, sometimes the spirits, you've said that before. If they want to talk, they're going to come out.
Yeah, and I see like 24 years old for this other woman.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. Lisa from Madison texting in. Her grandparents have both passed away. Any messages from them for her?
Wow, my nose feels really clear. What is that? What does that mean? It's not drugs. Like, for people who are like, yeah, I know what that means. It's not drugs. I don't know. Your breathing feels really good to me right now. When somebody can take a deep breath, it's because we've released fear, we've released worry, we've released anger. You're breathing through your nose, and now expand it through your chest and through your belly.
Okay, that one goes out to Lisa from Madison. We go rapid fire right now. It's already 8:53. We're gonna take one more, take another break. It's only a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back for to wrap up another session of full moon readings.
Right.
I know, it's incredible. Good morning. This one is from Barbara. Barbara from Center Conway. We are picking up our new rescue puppy this Saturday.
Yes.
Thank you so much for doing that, Barbara. That's awesome. We know a lot of her history from the foster mom. Just wondering if you feel anything good about this as a fit.
I love this dog. This is the dog that's going to want to kiss you all the time. Be careful, because it will get the tongue right in your mouth. This dog is a love. You need love around you. You remind me of my Auntie Janie, who is somebody that I adore, that I just like being with. She's light, she's joyful, she's honest. This dog is the perfect match for your family. You're going to have to lift the food bowls off the floor. I don't know if you have a cat, but I'm seeing a dog bowl like 3 inches off the floor. And it's so funny. It looks like it's silver, like stainless steel with blue bowls sitting in it. I see two bowls that aren't very big. That dog is going to outgrow the bowls very quickly. And then I see another bowl of food on the counter. So you might just keep trading in and out bowls. You feel like the kind of person that would watch the dog's food bowls every day. I've never met anybody who does that.
To watch the bowls.
Yeah, but I feel like you will, because you love the dog, and maybe somebody else's dog got sick and you're like, I'm not going to let that happen.
All right. Sounds good. I suggest going over to one of the pet stores. There you go, for Barbara. I said one more question, but we'll do one more just in case here. We got Sarah. Says, question for Sarah. This is Kelly from Freiburg texting in. Lost her dog and best friend Sophie back in May. Wondering if she's still around.
Yeah, she is. But I sleep under things. It's like, well, you're all there. I sleep under the table, on your feet, or near your feet. I'm not on the couch. But it loves sort of observing. You know when you're half asleep and you can hear conversations going on and you kind of get the humor because they don't think you're listening?
Right.
That's how the dog feels.
All right. That one goes out to Kelly from Freiburg. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll be back. It's magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.